Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and blessings. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries, Holistic Ministries. And I am coming to you by way of the platform of BTR with Transcending Sankofa, Transcending Sankofa. As you know, the topic was forgiveness, and then we moved into having a relationship. Focusing on a relationship with thyself, know thyself. And I was talking about how important it was to cultivate that relationship with thyself before even trying to understand the relationships that are outside of you. I think for me, when I began to cultivate the relationship that I had with the self in me, the self within me, then I began to understand the relationships that I was having outside of me, simply because I understood myself from the inner parts of my being. So when things were going smoothly, I understood them from the non-physical aspect of who I am. When things were not going smoothly and they were brushing against the contrast of life, the things of life, conditions, circumstances, and situations, I still understood those things happening. I understood that they were nothing more than a reflection of that which was in me, or something, a discordant that I had to work out inside of me, because once again, nothing can exist in your space unless it already exists within you. The Creator cannot create a thing unless it is created already in it. So I talk about that, and I talk about the importance of that, and that is the theme of Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries, is to talk about not only cultivating one's spirituality, but finding a way within thyself that you may begin to integrate all aspects of your being. And I'm talking about the soul. I'm talking about mind, soul, and spirit. I'm talking about mind, soul, body, and spirit. Spirit, soul, and body. And it doesn't matter how you say it, because they all work simultaneously, and they're all working together for the good. They're always working together for your good. But to experience the fullness of the spiritual aspects of who we are, the non-physical aspect of who we are, we must come into alignment with, be in alignment with our thoughts, our feelings, and our bodily actions. All of this must come into the alignment of spirit. Because thought is coming from soul. It's coming from soul. Soul is the culmination. And there are a lot of, the soul is so vast, and the information of it is so vast that no one person can know the full depths of the soul. This is why you have so many people or teachers or instructors or spiritual advisors speaking on the quality and the nature of the soul, is because it is infinite within itself. It is infinite within itself. So everybody talks about it. It has different spaces and places and faces, okay? The soul has many faces, and it expresses itself in different ways, and it uses different avenues to go down in which to manifest itself and be the expression of life, which is the combination of mind, soul, and spirit, all working together for the good. So I talk about how important that is, and how it needs to be cultivated. It needs to be cultivated. Now, as I mentioned last week, that, I am a dreamer. So most of the time I'm receiving in my dreams about wisdom, about knowledge, about understanding, about people in general. And no, I don't talk about everything that is being downloaded to me, because sometimes the things that are being downloaded to me, and I think you should use this, and hopefully it'll resonate with you. Sometimes the things that are being downloaded within you, or sometimes the things that come to you, are just for you. They're just for you. So it's not always necessary and imperative that you go and share everything that is spoken about or talked about or conversed about within a relationship that you have with yourself. But as I was saying, I receive downloads in my dream time. I have lucid dreams, and I've always had lucid dreams. And this is what came to me, is that when we speak of cultivating one's spirituality, we're speaking of cultivating the marriage, the sacred and mystical marriage between the masculine and the energy that resides in one individual, and bringing those two into marriage so that they can be in alignment with one another, be in harmony with one another, and then give forth anew. Bring forth anew. And, we want to think there's a part of our aspect, or there's a part of our being, consider it the lower consciousness. Now, when we talk about you know, from an academic perspective, you know, they call it the ego. You can call it whatever you want to. But the lower aspects of one's being, the lower nature, the animalistic nature, wants to think that it is all man. It is nothing but man, and that's all it's made of. Or it's all woman, and it's all woman, and it's, that's all it's made of. Well, that is not what it's all. That is not what we're all made of. One individual, I am the masculine and the feminine energy as one spiritual being, expressing itself as feminine energy. The sacred marriage within my being is the expression of feminine energy. That feminine energy is married to the masculine aspect of who I am. And because of the marriage is in harmony and it is alignment and it is on one accord with one another, then it brings forth divine creativity, divine expression, inspiration. Everything is divinely and designedly ordered. I don't even know if designedly is a word. It is divinely ordered. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered because the divine goes before me and orders them. Or the divine within me attracts the divine without. So it's always this mystical dance that's going on. But the mystical dance is between you and your energies, be it masculine and feminine energy, feminine or masculine energy. It's the dance. It is the dance. And that, I have to say, that's the best dance that you want to entertain. That is the best dance that you want to entertain. And I only say that out of pure experience, out of pure experience. Before I came onto the show, you were listening to Kirk Franklin, Chains, you know, and back in the day when I was listening to him, and as of yet, I still listen to him. This particular song, Chains, it really reminds me of the darkness in which I was in. And the darkness was created by how I was feeling about myself. How I was feeling about myself and how I was feeling about myself attracted the same energy to it. I thought myself an ugly duckling. Guess what? I brought into my life ugly situations, circumstances, and conditions. I brought into my life. I remember, and I'm going to go out on the ledge with this one. yeah, and the Elohim's are standing by saying, "Go, girl, you go." I, at the age of four, a car accident, it was a very, very traumatizing and almost life-threatening car accident. And I was somewhere between four and five, somewhere, you know, floundering between four and five. And during that time, the situations, the domestic situation that surrounded me as a child, okay, that surrounded me as a child was not of my liking. It was not of my liking, and it caused me a lot of anxiety and fear and anger and resentment. And in myself, I wanted to be out of that situation because I knew we could be in a better situation. I knew that we could be in a better space. as a child, I knew this. And just so happened, we, as my mother was gathering her things and trying to get us out of that situation, flee from that situation, we wind up having a car accident. The car accident left me with a fractured skull, three areas, broken fingers, broken arm. I was in a coma for a few weeks. And in that moment, I made the transition. Now, that was my exit. I'm going to take responsibility for that. I attracted that whole situation unto myself as a child. And in that transition, I was able to go through scenarios of certain things. And I'm not going to get into to me on the other side and all, you know, all the gifts and things that were shared with me. I'm not going to get into that, but I will say this. I made a choice to come back into the body, because if I had not come back into my body, my mother would have been in a dangerous and compromising situation, and her life perhaps would have been taken. So at the edge of the banks of the cosmic intelligence, I made a decision to come back into my body because I love my mother. I love my mother, and there I was. So why do I tell that story? It's because we are always, always creating our realities. We are always drawing unto ourselves the very thing that we want and the very things that we don't want. We're always doing it. Even a baby may look like a baby as flesh, but that is still yet a being ready to unfold unto the adulthood of mortality. But it's still a divine being. You know, when kids are being kids, whatever, and that's nothing more than an excuse. I look them right in their eyes and I say to them, I know you. I know who you are. I know who you are. And they know who you are. They know who they are. But when you let them know that I know who you are, maybe they'll gather themselves and come together and get to a space where they can be mindful of their actions and their behavior. But yeah, that's another thing about being in a relationship with oneself. Instead of creating realities by default, you will create realities on purpose. I decree and I declare a thing, or I declare or I decree a thing, and it shall come to pass because I already know it to be. Just because you do not yet see the manifestation of it, it does not mean that it is not there. It has to be there because you are imagining a thing. You are imagining. It has to be there. But in your imagination, you have to cultivate the thing in which you imagine. And what I mean by cultivate, I mean grow it, put some momentum to it, put some energy into it, Think about it on a day-to-day basis. Give it at least 1 hour, 2 hours. Give it at least 5 to 10 to 15, 20 minutes of your time of constantly thinking about that particular thing, and you will draw it unto you. You will draw it unto you. I tell you this, when I came into the space in which I live in right now, I had absolutely no furniture at all, nor did I have the whereabouts to get the furniture. So you know what I did? Because I knew the power of my mind, I sat right in the center of my living room, and I created the furniture from my mind, how I wanted the space to be set up, how I wanted to be set up. And now it's just like, this is what I created. This, I mean, it can't look any other way. Nobody else created this from their mind but me. I created this. I created this space. And it almost reminds me of the halls of, you know, and in the places of Kemet. You know, when I come into my own home, I see the writings on the walls. I see the pictures, and I see the gods and the goddesses erect off the wall. I see the hieroglyphics. This is my sanctuary. It's my sanctuary. It's my space. But this is my space, which I created from my own mind, from the way I was thinking. Now, to my home and say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. No, I didn't. I could have came in here with a bunch, you know, murmuring, complaining, and being unappreciative and ungrateful. But I came into the space being grateful for the space, appreciating the time in which I had to create the space and bring it to life. And I just became overwhelmingly thankful, and I'm still thankful today. I'm still thankful today. So this is one of the results of having a relationship with thine self, you know, is that you can begin to create realities on purpose for the purpose and the service of your good, and that is for humanity. At the end of the day, it's all service to humanity. It's all service. And I just, you know, what can I say? I can't, you know. You think about these things. You think about how powerful we are mentally, okay? How we have our mental capacity, have the mental capacity to think a thing into existence. That's how much power we have, but you have to utilize it for the good. If you do not utilize it for the good, it will definitely utilize you. Mm-hmm. It will shape you into the thing in which you need to be, which is a godlike being. Which is a godlike being. And as a godlike being, you no longer have to pray because you have become the prayer. You have become the prayer. You no longer have to speak because you rest within your silence. And in your silence is where the wisdom is. It's where the light is turned on. Too many words don't do no one no good. But little does much, can move mountains, can move mountains. So I'm going to take another break, and I was just talking about Imagine, and I'm going to use Kurt Franklin, Imagine. And, you know, like I said before, you know, these are the songs that, hey, this is the wave in which I had to ride until I came into some alignment. Until I came into the alignment of my divine self. Alignment of my divine self. So I say to you, enjoy, and I'll be right back.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Well, I am back. I am back. I am back. Yes, this is Yahshua Elohim, your host. I don't think I said that in the beginning, but I'm saying it right now. You can always reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. You can reach me also at 347-559-4291. In regards to any of the services that I provide, and my services briefly, I am an inspirational coach, inspirational speaker, an inspirational writer. So if you have something in line, or, you know, you need some services in those departments and you feel like I may be a good fit, please, please, please feel free to connect and contact me, and I'm always available to come out and support and give forth that which the divine has given unto me and is still given unto me. I was sitting here reading one of the pieces that I wrote some time ago, and this had to be a long time. Beaches are no longer white. They're actually almost sandy brown. So, you know, this is old material. But, you know, even during those times in my life where I was going through the darkness of my soul, the darkness, the dark moments of the soul, and caught up and entangled in the fetters of darkness of the night, I still found within myself to communicate with the soul aspect of who I was. And in that, there was a touching and agreeing of my spiritual self. And in that meeting and in that time, I would sit down and I would just write. And this one poem, I don't consider a poem, these are very long. I consider it a prose or a short story or however you perceive it to be. I would just sit down and write things. And I wrote this one piece, "A woman thinketh, so is she." And I was talking about how I stood out, how now I stood outside the empty old house of my mind that once rented spaces and places to self-condemnation, imperfection, crises, however you want to put it. I have come to know that those conditions and those perplexities in my life were nothing more than growth of information, flares. And you know how information is. I mean, it's a rash that is inflamed. My growing period was inflamed with the thoughts that I was thinking about myself. And whatever I thought myself to be is what the power of my mind created for me to be. Whatever I desired to have was the production and the creativity of my thoughts that I came to experience. The power of your thoughts draw to you that which is good or bad, which is happy or sad. Out of your mind, thoughts, life is given. Experience is given to every experience, triumphs or tribulations. Must I tell you the story? And then I go in telling the story. But the moral of that piece was I was talking about how the power of my mind created my experiences. Now, you creating experiences, but you're not quite control your thoughts. The thoughts are all over the place. This is why the situation with me at the age of 4, floundering between 4 and 5, happened. I wasn't controlling my thoughts, because in order to control one's thought and to bring one's thought into submission, you have to have wisdom. I don't care. You can have all the knowledge, all the book sense you want to have, but if you lack wisdom, you cannot apply it properly. You cannot apply the knowledge properly. Okay? And when you cannot apply the knowledge properly, you lack divine power, and you create, or you know what, I'm not going to say you lack divine power, but you create realities out of default. You create things that you don't want to have, things that don't serve you. You find yourself in situations and circumstances and conditions that you have absolutely no business being in. And you ask yourself, while standing in the center of them, why am I here? You're there because you created the experience. Now, what has to happen is that you have to find within yourself, how did I create such a thing? Find the thought seed that brought the fruit to you, that manifested the fruits of displeasure, discord, disharmony, misalignment. And these are circumstances. Find these things in circumstances. A circumstance can be a good thing. It can be a good thing. Or it can be a circumstance that is full of misalignment, discord, disharmony, chaos. At some point in your life, you have to realize that chaos has got to subside so that order can be birthed. Order is brought out of chaos, but it cannot be brought out of the chaos unless you free your will for it to be so. And this is within your own being. And if you continue to cultivate your chaos, you see nothing but chaos outside of you. You see it on the TV. You see it in everything you read. The way you eat is chaos. The way you feel is chaos. You find no good thing in no one. You're always dumpy and grumpy and mad at the world. You're cussing everybody out. Reviling terrible things to people and hurting people, deliberately hurting people because you are hurt. Because you are a hurt one. And, you know, you're just hurting people. I say just casting acid all over people for no apparent reason. Well, that reason would reside within you. So at some point, you have to grow up, come up, and know. So come into knowing the error of your ways, erroneous ways. And allow the excuses to be gone. Just like Dr. Wayne Dyer stated, excuses be gone. They are gone. When you come into the alignment of who you are as masculine and feminine energy married to one another, this sacred relationship. Your excuses, they have to get up and go. Because you see a solution. You see the solution. It has become a light unto your pathway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as King David would have it, blessed am I who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor what? Sit in the seat of the scornful, stand in the way of the sinner. But your delight will be in the laws of the Lord. And in the laws of the Lord, and you will be compelled to meditate on the laws of the Lord day and night. And even in your sleep, you are meditating on the laws of the Lord. Now, you can, whatever you want to call those laws, because we all have our way of saying it, but if and it resonates truth, and it allows you to see the whole forest instead of just seeing that one tree, so be it. Let it be. Let it be. Just let it be. Because at the end of the day, the relationship is about you and you. About you and you. You and yours. Yours within. So, go within. Go within, honey. And I say, you know, if anybody tell you to go with God, you say, I ain't going with God nowhere. I'm going within. That's where God is. I ain't got to go nowhere with God, because God is within. And that's where I have to be, is within myself. Going within means getting silent with yourself, looking at yourself from the inside out. When you have feelings, hurtful feelings, when you feel angry, when you feel deprived, or even when you feel excited and happy and glad, look at those feelings and really check them out. Sit with them. Sit with them and find out why they're there, why they are there, where do they come from. I know one of the things that I was always concerned about or was questioning myself about was, if I'm happy today, why can I be happy when why is there some inconsistency when it comes to my happiness? And I found out was a tag or a misalignment. I was lacking. So when you peace, you can peace. Me, at the end of the day, that's what I want. As far as I'm concerned, happiness is nothing more than a condition, an offspring of my inner peace. And it's just a projection. You know, it's just a projection and something I experience. But my inner peace is my inner peace. Oh, my goodness. Now I have to look at something. Something was just brought to me. I am a very, very happy person. And I'm always giggling. I'm always laughing. And, you know, usually my friends are like, what are you laughing for? What is so funny? And I say to them, I'm just a happy person. I'm just a happy person. And I don't know if I've always been doing that. But I'm just a happy person. Even when I talk to my sister, she will tell me something that perhaps is very she finds very serious and something that I really need to pay attention to. And I just start giggling. And she's like, why are you laughing? Because I'm happy. But, and I guess, you know, even you find, you know, in your alignment and in your relationship with you, you find everything outside of you to be funny. It's comical. You just don't take things seriously, and certain situations almost look like a cartoon scene, or a person may even look like a cartoon scene, a cartoon character, rather. Yeah, they may look like a cartoon character to you, and it's, you know, like, where is this, you know? I remember some time ago when I was in church, and I was listening to during that time, my bishop. He was going forth, and he was really preaching. He was really going in. And I could have sworn I heard him say, bah, bah. But it's just, I know somebody probably said, she's a little cookie. Well, anyway, whatever. All I know is that I'm happy. But he sounded like he was a sheep, like it was baying. And, you know, there was a time in which, you know, I was sitting in church. We were all congregation waiting for the pastor to come out, the bishop. And all of a sudden, my big toe, it just started aching. Oh, my God, this pain just shot through it. So in a while, within that same minute or two, a bishop walks out, and he is on crutches because he broke his toe. Yeah, that's some serious stuff. But when I recognized that that was not my energy, then I begin to pray for the healing process of, you know, the injury to his toe. And that's what healers do, especially those who are empathic. They get the memo before the person even calls them to let them know the memo. They get the full report of the circumstances, situations, and conditions before it's even reported to them. And, you know, I'm grateful for such a portal and to be available to, you know, such a pure energy because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what intercessors do. They go in and they pray for the sick and the broken. They bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted. They open the eyes of the blind. That's what an intercessor does. And that's what they call them in within Christianity. And maybe they do it in other religions. But, you know, in the space and time in which I'm in, we just, you know, we're Reiki masters. We're energy beings. We're energy beings working with the energy. Working out the energy, and we consider ourselves healers, you know, healers. And healers are not, you know, we're just people, just ordinary people who go in to assist you in reducing the resistance of an ailment within you. Because there has to be a cooperation between the practitioner and the patient or the client, there has to be a cooperation. So, you know, those things are very, I mean, it just blow my mind sometimes. But nevertheless, that's a little bit of personal information about myself so that you can get an idea of who's talking and who's doing as much talking. You can pretty much understand that I have a good relationship with myself, because how else would I be on this radio talking? And I'm not talking to anyone. I'm not talking to anyone other than talking within and to myself, which is a telltale sign of a person who is definitely in alignment with themselves. Or you can say the person got the gift of gab. But, you know, if a person has the gift of gab, then you have to measure the quality of the message in which they're saying, they're giving. Is it one of information or is it one of inspiration? Information is one thing, but inspiration is something totally different. And I'm just grateful to be a channel, to be one who is open to channel that energy through and to be a mouthpiece for that. But with that saying, I'm going to close my chops for right now and let you listen to a little bit more of It Could Have Been Me. You know, you look at situations and circumstances that are not of your favor, and you have to give forth compassion for that situation and circumstance, because it could have been you, but it's not. You're the one who has to give compassion. And in your compassion, you may change the energy of the situation. So there, you know, be about the divine's being, or as the Christians say, be about your Father's business. But like I said, here's Kirk Franklin, Could Have Been Me. Enjoy.
happen before something start back up?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I love that song. You know, it's interesting how you can go back after, you know, some years have passed and you have grown some in all aspects of your life. And you can go back and you listen to these old songs to listen to. And you hear something completely different. Not only that, the quality of the words, the quality of the sound of the music is even different. And I have to say this, it's not the music, it's you. The quality of who you are has been upgraded, okay? The frequency of who you are has been upgraded. And it's quality, qualitative, you know, based out of the quantity of all of your experience, the purification of all of your experiences. You have reached a place of quality, you know, a quality, and your senses, the way your senses function is of quality now. So when you see a thing, you see it with certain type of quality, a certain type of frequency. You no longer see or hear the static. You can see it for what it is. You can hear it for what it is. You can feel it for what it is. And it's just, man, I tell you, I can talk about this stuff all day long. All day long. All day long. But I'm only going to talk about it for a few more minutes. For a few more minutes. But yeah. That is, that's what transcending is all about, honey. You transform to transcend into that which is above and beyond this plane, right? You start getting into the realm of, I guess you can say, love, light, love, sound, and light. Love, sound, and light. Bing! You can, I just love it. Your food even tastes different. Not only that, it changes the way you see. You don't have to eat as much as you see. You can eat in really, really small portions because the soul now is feeding you. And the food that you eat is just enough to sustain the functions of the body, okay? That's how serious this is. That's how passionate and serious I am about it. If I ain't serious and passionate about anything else, this would be the thing in which I am. This is the thing in which I am. I came here for this, for this day, for this day, for this day to be the expression of the divine that is within me. And nothing else shall and will compare to it. For I am that I am. And in that I am that I am now one. I am one. Am I saying that I don't have issues that I have? No. I have obstacles just like everybody else. I have issues. I have struggles just like everybody else. But at the end of the day, those don't even matter. What matters is how I respond to it. And how I respond to it is how I'm going to shape it. And that's truth. No, that ain't truth. That's wisdom. However you respond to a thing will tell the tale and how you will experience it. So you think about how you want to respond to a particular thing. You think about how you want to respond to a particular thing. Based on how you respond to a particular thing is based on the way you are thinking about it. And if you need to stop and pause and be still so that your respondents can come into alignment with right thinking, right feeling, and right action, so be it. But give your time, give yourself that time, because at the end of the day, that's what I said the other day, making choices is essential. It is vital to your divinity. It's vital. It is vital. Do you know you can make a choice to be in the darkness or make a choice to be in the light? Do you know that you can make a choice to be in bondage or make a choice to be in freedom? And none of these things are outside of you. They're all inside. They're all inside. So if you are held in bondage within yourself, you can only create bondage with outside of yourself. If you are free, free space being within yourself, then you must create freedom. And nothing can hold you. Nothing can grip you. Nothing can put its hands around you. Nothing can hold on to you, because you can slip through it. You slip through it. You become water, the element of life. You just move around it. Or you turn into the element of fire and you just burn it up. Or you become the earth. Or you become air and just blow right through it. Just blow right through it. So this has been an excellent and good show. I know when I was listening to my music, you know, I felt some static here and there. So you may have heard static with me talking, and I do apologize for that technical error. And perhaps it's coming from my side, and I have to eventually rectify that situation. But get as much as you can, and whatever resonates with you, go with it. And build on it. Whatever I give you or whatever you have heard, I want you to build on it with your own truth and your own wisdom and your own coming into the knowing of thyself. I'm just casting the seeds. That's why the cast is broad. That's why the cast is broad, because it goes so far out and it's vast. So as I speak in the waves, may the waves enlighten you. May the waves capture you and gather you up as the waves do the same thing in which I may do. And you may do it greater. So with that, I'm going to leave you with another one of Kirk Franklin's songs. And I don't think this is the name of it, but I kind of think it is. You bring the sun out. You bring the sun out. But to me, you bring the sun out. When I say sun, I'm talking about the S-U-N, the light out. I'm here to bring the light out. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to be the manifestation of the divine light. And there you have it, folks. I am that I am. This is Yahshua Elohim, your host, Transcendent Sankofa. I will see you and hear from you, and whatever the case is, Sunday, because I'll be back on doing the same thing at the same, well, not the same time, but I'll be back on doing the same thing on Sunday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I say greetings and blessings to my archive listeners. And I say to you, namaste. Namaste. Stay focused and stay in the light and keep it real, because you know what? The only thing that is real is the realities that you've created on your own. Don't create by default, but create your realities on purpose. Be all that you must be.
He loves you too much just to leave you.